Welcome back. Well, we start with the Middle East this morning. Work to end the war in Gaza continues. On Monday, Hamas said it had accepted a proposal which would see a 60-day ceasefire in exchange for a partial return of hostages. But now Israel is casting doubt on whether it will accept the proposal. It wants all hostages released and it says it's not interested in what it calls partial deals. Here's David Mensah, a spokesperson for the Israeli government.
The Prime Minister has laid out a plan for the future of Gaza. And that means our ambitions are no more partial plans, no more dancing to the Hamas tune. We want all of our hostages back. We're not interested in partial deals. Our principle now is extremely clear. All the hostages must be released immediately.
Gershon Baskin is the Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization. He's with us now. Gershon, before we get into Israel's position, remind us of what's proposed in this agreement.
Good morning. It's a 60-day ceasefire during which time Hamas is supposed to release half of the Israeli hostages, 10 living hostages, and the bodies of 18 or 19 other hostages. There are a total of 50 hostages in Gaza still. 20 of them are believed to be alive. Israel is supposed to release 140 prisoners serving life sentences and another 60 serving 15 years or more. These are people who were involved in violence and killing Israelis. And Israel is supposed to release about another 1,000 prisoners from Gaza. There'll also be an exchange of bodies that are held by both sides. And during the 60 days, negotiations are supposed to continue for a permanent ceasefire while Israel redeploys its forces in Gaza to lines that it held back in March when the last ceasefire agreement broke down.
This is essentially the same deal that was proposed by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff.
It's very much the same. A few minor differences, nothing significant. This deal could have been done months ago, and of course it wasn't. It wasn't done because at that time Israel was demanding a partial deal with much harsher terms for Hamas to accept. Hamas was interested in a permanent deal. In fact, in the talks that took place in Cairo with the Egyptians and the Qataris over the last 2 weeks, Hamas's position was that they want a full, comprehensive deal. But they were told by the Qatari and Egyptian mediators that Israel would never accept a full deal. And the reason for that is because the conditions of Hamas for a full deal of releasing all the hostages is that the war be over and that Israel withdraws from Gaza. And here we have a conflicting message from the Israeli side. We heard from the spokesperson of the Prime Minister's office that Israel now wants a full deal, but they're not spelling out what that means. What that means is they want a full deal to return all the hostages, but they want to continue their military presence in Gaza and continue the war, which is certainly not going to be acceptable to Hamas or to the Arab neighbors as well.
But what we heard from David Mensah there, the soundings aren't good from Israel, and we're waiting for the official position to come.
Yeah, we are. We're waiting for Israel to decide whether or not it's going to accept this deal. This deal is backed by the United States. In fact, the United States put pressure on Egypt and Qatar to push Hamas into this partial deal rather than the full comprehensive deal. It is still known as the Witkoff deal, and Witkoff being Trump's special emissary for the Middle East. So I would assume that the Americans are putting pressure on Netanyahu to accept it. And if it's genuine pressure, then Israel will have to accept it.
So no partial deal, no more dancing to the tune of Hamas, according to David Mensah. The hardening of the language then, is this just part of a negotiation tactic?
Yeah, it certainly is. And you can take into account that almost everything that's reported officially by both sides is a lot of lies. It's misinformation, it's disinformation, it's aimed at shaping public opinion or deflecting public opinion. There's no question that this war has to end, and the best deal for everyone would be a comprehensive deal that ends the war and Israel withdraws from Gaza. The issues of security guarantees for Israel and the kind of mechanisms that can be put in place can be negotiated now. now or later. The Hamas and the Palestinian side need to have a functioning government in Gaza, which is not Hamas. Hamas is willing to step down. The Palestinian factions have met several times and even came up with lists of names of potential people for a Gaza government that is not Hamas. There's a big question of what happens with the Hamas weapons and Hamas armed combatants, and what happens to them and where do they go? Do they remain underground? Do they still control Gaza, even though they're not government? These issues need to be dealt with. And the Palestinian side certainly knows that if they want the war to end, they need a new government and they need to ensure that Hamas will not start another war. And this whole thing needs to be packaged in a political envelope that the international community needs to support of moving us toward a two-state solution.
Well, let's hope the agreement, if it happens, could avert Israel occupying Gaza. Do you think that's likely?
Well, the Israeli government is intent on occupying all of Gaza. The more extreme elements in the government who actually control the prime minister, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, are behind this plan of pushing 2 million people into a small corner of Gaza and then opening the gates to Egypt so that people evacuate entirely. Their ultimate final goal, their dream, is to resettle Gaza with Israeli settlers. This is why they're going through a process of leveling the north of Gaza, leveling already the cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah, which basically no longer exist. In the north, Beit Hanun and Beit Lehia no longer exist. And now the plan is to do this in the center, in Gaza City, and in the refugee camps in the center, in Nusrat and Deir al-Balah.
There's much opposition in Israel, hundreds of thousands protesting there. That domestic pressure, can it change what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans?
Probably not. There were reported 1 million people who took to the streets on Sunday all around the country, 400,000 of them gathering in Tel Aviv. But Netanyahu has a solid majority in the parliament, in the Knesset, and the Knesset is on recess until the end of October, so he has a lot of breathing room. And by the end of October, the parties that bolted the government because of other issues not related to the war in Gaza directly will come back to the government and support Netanyahu. So we are likely to have Netanyahu and his government at least until October of November 2026. And with the way we're going, we can expect that Netanyahu will also try to find ways to postpone those elections.
Well, at this stage, how do you see it playing out?
It all depends on one person, and that's President Donald Trump. The moment that Trump decides this war needs to end, he will tell Netanyahu to end it, and it will end. And right now, Trump is supporting Netanyahu. Trump was shocked when he saw the videos put out by Hamas of Israeli hostages who were emaciated, who were being starved, who are close to dying, living in tunnels underground in the hot heat of Gaza. And when Trump saw those videos, he told Israel that Israel should do what Israel needs to do. And he hasn't changed that position yet. Hamas knows this. They made a big mistake thinking that these videos were going to create pressure on Israel. They did, perhaps, around the world with issues of hunger for the Gazans. But these videos are absolutely shocking. And if Hamas wants to change that, they need to start feeding these hostages and they need to show that they are giving them medical care. And if they do that and put forth a plan to the Qatari prime minister, that could sway Donald Trump to come to the decision that the war has to end.
Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:19.